Hi, this is Barry Bissell, and this is Asian Pop Radio, on air and online across the country.
Daily Express Pop Update. News in 90 seconds.
Jay John here, filling in for Siobhan with the Asian Pop Radio News Update. Sad news from Japan with the death of 18-year-old Rina Matsuno, the young member of Mamuryo Clover Z's sister group, Shiratsu Ebisu Shugaku, had only released on social media this week she was battling an unspecified illness. The cause of death was revealed to be lethal arrhythmia, and she was sadly found dead the next day. Our thoughts are with her family, friends, and band members. Source: Japan Times. Seems BTS had broken another record, but this time their own. The group broke their previous record of highest-selling album for Wings. As of the end of 2016, they had sold 710,000 copies, and as of February 9, they have now sold 773,356 copies. With the release of their next album, You Never Walk Alone, due today, the pre-orders have already hit 700,000. Hopes are high that ARMY will support their boys and break this record again with their new album. Source: Sumpi. All the best to newlyweds H.O.T.'s Moon Hee Jun and Crayon Pop's Soyou, who tied the knot on the weekend. The two faced a rocky start with Crayon Pop's contract due for renewal at the end of this month, and whispers are saying it might not be reinstated, while the groom's fans are accusing him of treating them like his personal ATM, forcing him to try and clarify the misunderstanding of his words to his fans. Source: allkpop.com. And lastly, big congratulations to Japanese Visual K legends, The Gazette. The group is celebrating 15 years together, and tickets for their anniversary stage recently sold out in less than an hour. Due to demand, the guys will be adding more shows specifically for Hersey members. Source: J-Rock News. That's what's making news in the world of Asian pop today. Today's bulletin was written by Cassandra and supported by the Asian Pop Radio team. Download our app now to hear Asia-wide hits 24/7, news across the day, and your favourite Asian pop radio shows, and Asia-wide hits just like this.